Hey mama, I'm Ashley, and this is the Maverick Mompreneur podcast, where you're free and encouraged to own your desire to create and scale an impactful, discoverable online brand and business in the midst of motherhood. A business that's aligned with your mission, lifestyle desires, personality, and zone of genius without wasting your time on the hustle and grind hamster wheel that is social media. Can I get an amen? Sis, you are a maverick, an original, willing to stand out in your authenticity, defy expectations, and do life and business outside the box. In our world, if it's not aligned with who we are, it's a hard pass or a brave pivot. So if you're here for the powerful identity shift and transformation from boss babe or boss mom to aligned CEO, building a one-of-a-kind, influential, hustle-free online business that will produce long-term impact and multiple streams of income through SEO, affiliate marketing, and courses while building yourself in the process, well, pop in those AirPods, grab that cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and let's get growing.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Maverick Mompreneur podcast. I'm your host, Ashley, and this episode is actually part three of our How to Start a Podcast series. If you're a new listener, typically I do one episode per week, everything branding and online business. But recently I've been doing a side series on how to start a podcast because there are so many women in my audience, in my membership, my clients who want to start a podcast. And so I am just walking you through that if that's something that you've been considering. So if you're not interested in starting a podcast, this probably won't be the episode for you. But if you've ever thought about it, I encourage you to tune in. In part one, I actually shared the four reasons why any online business owner should consider podcasting in 2024. So listen to that if you're not quite sure. Part two, we talked about the equipment that you need to get started, the basics up through if you're wanting to really do it up big. And then this is part three, we're going to talk about crafting your intro. So I'm walking you through this step by step. And actually, you just heard my intro for this podcast just moments ago. A great podcast intro is crucial because it sets the tone for the episode that your listener is about to listen to, and it can really be a deciding factor on whether or not a new listener sticks around. If they're like, oh yeah, there's something in this for me, I vibe with this, they'll listen. If they hear your intro and they're like, whoa, no, not at all, they're out. There's so much power in first impressions, especially now when it feels like our attention spans as human beings are just shorter and shorter by the minute. And so you want to draw someone into your story, into your vibe immediately. So last week we talked about equipment and software that's going to give you good quality audio, but keep in mind that it's really your message that's going to capture your audience and gain you repeat listeners and people who are sharing your message because they're really resonating with it, not just the audio quality. So grab something to take notes with because we are going to go through exactly what you need to include and not include in your podcast intro as you're getting ready to launch. And while we're on the topic of making an unforgettable start with your podcast, I have something special that will not only kickstart your podcast journey, but also guide you each step of the way. The very first tool that I have for you is the free podcast kickstart checklist. You can think of this as your quick reference guide that's going to ensure that you don't miss any crucial steps as you're setting up your podcast. And for those of you who crave a bit more depth and detail, or you already have a podcast, but it's a little bit willy-nilly all over the place, you are going to love my ultimate podcast planner and getting started guide. This planner is truly a roadmap from outlining your episodes to tracking your growth. The planner is designed to transform your podcast into a well-oiled machine. This podcast planner and getting started guide also includes very helpful ChatGPT prompts that you can use to save time and make sure that your audience is engaged with your episodes. And then let's talk about turning your passion for podcasting and sharing your message into profit. If you're ready to elevate your podcasting game and integrate income streams through either digital offers or services, my course Digital Product Funnel Lab is definitely your next step. You'll learn how to seamlessly integrate these offers into your episodes, creating a podcast that not only engages and shares your message, but also pays you. So if you're ready to get started from either the free checklist or the podcast planner or the course to teach you how to monetize your podcast, head to elevatedwithashley.com/podcast. You can download your free checklist right away, grab your copy of the Ultimate Podcast Planner, and start learning about monetization strategies that work
to sell your offers and your services on autopilot from your podcast or any platform. And then of course, if you have questions about anything branding, online business, or podcasting, I encourage you to look into joining my coaching membership, the Maverick Society, where I can answer all of your questions and you'll be surrounded by a community of women entrepreneurs at all stages of business who get it when it comes to this journey when maybe no one else in your life does. And if you're interested in the membership, you can learn a lot more at elevatedwithashley.com/membership. All right, so let's get into the content of your introduction. Your introduction is meant to call out your target audience. So who is this podcast for? And give them a brief what's in it for them. So here are some key elements that will make a really good podcast intro. So first, let's talk about the length. You do not want your intro to be over a minute. I had to edit mine down so that it's just under a minute, and probably it should be even shorter. And if and when I redo my intro, I will definitely cut it down. 30 seconds to a minute is ideal. That's enough time to cover the essential details without losing your listener interest right off the bat. You want to make sure that the purpose of your podcast is clear immediately. So what can your listener expect to learn or gain from tuning into your podcast? And lastly, the third element is clearly articulating who your podcast is for and what's in it for them. So short, clear purpose, and clearly articulate who the podcast is for and what's in it for them. So right off the bat, you want to identify your audience. So in my podcast intro, I call out mompreneurs and specifically women who are building businesses in the midst of motherhood and who want those businesses to be aligned with their lifestyle desires, their personality, their zone of genius. And so I'm really letting them know this is who I'm speaking to. You obviously want to introduce yourself very briefly, sharing your name and why you're so passionate about the topic of your podcast. So what led you to do this in just a brief sentence? You want to make sure that you're using a tone that's going to resonate with your target audience. So be yourself for sure, but think about your listeners, and you want to make sure that you're using a blend of being professional, but also using casual and approachable language that's going to allow your audience to connect with you. This is where you definitely want to have a high quality audio. So even if your intro is super simple, the sound quality is really important. Poor audio can really be a turnoff, and especially because the intro is your first impression, it's really important to nail this. This was one piece that I definitely outsourced. So you can purchase theme music. You have to have royalty-free theme music, which you can find on sites like Audio Jungle. That's where I purchased mine. I listened to so many different songs and just picked one that I really liked and I felt created the mood that I wanted for the podcast. And then I recorded my intro with the equipment as I outlined in the last episode. And then I sent it off for editing to someone on Fiverr. So I still work with Alex to this day on editing. I like to edit my own episodes just because I'm such a weirdo perfectionist and I need to hear the whole thing and edit out all the little pieces and working on letting that go little by little. But definitely for the intro, that's something that I sent off to be edited. I sent him the theme music, I sent him the intro, and it sounds really nice. And did from the beginning, especially when I had no clue what I was doing with editing. You can use Audacity, the software that I mentioned last week, to edit yourself if you're comfortable doing that. Or like I said, you can outsource this to Fiverr or Upwork, and I'll link all of those in the show notes for you. And then you're going to save that intro on your computer so that you can use it at the beginning of each new episode so that listeners know what your podcast is all about. We'll talk more about the structure of episodes coming up in a future episode, but you're going to want to incorporate that intro in your episodes. So save that, whether or not you are going to edit that into your episodes or you're going to outsource. So that's all I have for you today on your podcast introduction. So that's your next step. If you're working through this sequentially, you're going to create your podcast introduction, write it out, rewrite it, record it a couple of times, and then do your final take and either edit from there or send it off to be edited for you. The next episode, we're going to take it a step further and go into content planning. Our regular episode will actually be on brand content pillars. And then the start a podcast episode, we're going to dive into how to outline your episodes, not just with structure, but impact, ensuring each minute of your podcast is going to resonate with your audience. You don't want to miss that. So make sure that you are following or subscribe to the podcast. And until then, keep working towards your goals and your dreams. Here's to making your introduction super amazing and unforgettable. Thanks as always for spending time with me today, and I can't
can't wait to talk to you soon. Until then, cheers to your impact.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got a ton of value. And if you did, I would really appreciate if you would rate, subscribe, and review this podcast. It really helps push out the message that I have to share with other female entrepreneurs. Thank you so much.